Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced. Freedom cannot.
Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
Organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as...
I'm former President Barack Obama. You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
The Ace Train Show.
Thank you to all the vets out there and all the hardworking heroes that really support our country and give us a free world to live in.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to the H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
All right, everybody, and we are live. We are, not only are we live from the Railhead Station Studios.
Yeah, we're not in Kokomo anymore.
We're not in Kokomo anymore. Thank God. We are here in Colorado. It's live Monday night. We do have a special guest in the studio.
Very special.
Yes, very special. Special Ed. very special. His name, we call him Madcap Biker. We did a little bit of an interview with him before the show came out. And this is his first time sitting in with the crew. Yes, he's going to be talking with us about your condom thing came off. He's going to talk to us about...
He's talking about the microphone, yeah. You guys.
That's Cookie Monster's condom. Yeah. So he's going to be talking to us about senior pranks and
He'll get in on the discussion later on. Badass.
Back to you, listeners. It's another episode of the Ace Train Show with the Goose. We're here. Our only mission is to show our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out the air beyond the VA. My name's Ace Train.
And I'm the Goose.
Awesome.
How are you all doing today? Thanks for riding the crazy train with us. Now, before we get started, as always, I need to tell you about all the really cool ways that you can listen to the show. Well, you may be tuned in to mbradio.us right now. You can also tune in to irnbroadcast.com. And we also have an app, you guys. Yes. For Android, iPhone, and I'm pretty sure we have one that works with Blackberries if you work for the government. So there you go. And also, we rerun our episodes, you guys. So on Fridays, tune back into MBR at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Sundays on IRN at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you'd like to know more about us, feel free to check out our Facebook and Twitter page. Just look up H-Train Show. We're on there. And the best part of every Monday show is the text line, which you can also call into. We call it the text line, but it's really a talk/text line. So whatever you feel like doing. That number is 720-619-0627. So text along live with us today, and you can even text us throughout the week if you come across something you want us to talk about or just something interesting, or maybe you just want to say hi, and that's totally fine.
It's go time!
Yes, and we have a fantastic interview today with Hero Holmes. And thanks to you all voting on our poll, we have a really awesome discussion topic. We're going to be talking about senior pranks.
Okay.
And potentially what we all did and stuff. And we also have, what do we have? Tribute to the Troops for Corpsman Jeffrey Kerr. And as always, we have our 2-minute warning at the very end where we talk about what we're going to be doing next week and what we learned today.
Yes. Okay, so I got to ask. I know it's your thing. But what is the rage, whatever you want to call it, about this wedding. The royal wedding.
Okay. Well, since it didn't win in discussions, I guess we'll have to talk about it before our discussion. So I think the biggest thing was that Prince Harry, the one that just got married, the redhead.
Okay.
He was always the cuter of the brothers and the most rebellious as well, because he never really had to worry about being the heir, because William was always the one in line, right? And if he ever had kids, which now he has three, they're all next too. So Harry had, like, nothing to worry about, right? So, yeah. So he's always kind of been the bad boy. And then I guess Meghan Markle came along and turned the bad boy into an honest man. I'm not really sure what their love story entailed, but as far as, like, this wedding goes, I think it was just kind of an excuse for everybody to get up early on a Saturday morning at 4 o'clock and watch somebody tie the knot. And I think the biggest thing was, like, what was she going to wear? And then everybody was let down.
See, personally, I don't know about you, Mad, but I didn't care.
We mostly didn't care because we stopped caring in 1776.
Right?
So... And for the most part, well, it's a wedding, so we super don't care.
Yeah.
So either way. And I feel for Harry, maybe she should watch a couple seasons of Game of Thrones and figure out a way to be number one on the list.
Or there's actually a really old horror movie called Tower of London. It's also really good. I think it's actually based on a true story. Where, like, way back in, like, the 1200s
Is
or whatever.
Is it another movie that I needed to get on?
Probably. I think you should put all of the classic horror films on there. But anyway, I think this is also kind of like one of those old world things. You know, like here in America, we're so like technology based and, you know, into the new, whatever's new. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And like out, you know, in England especially, they're very traditional and very, very proper when it comes to things like this. Like even when baby number three was just born. I forget his name already. He was named after.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
I was going to jump in there, but I still don't care.
One of your faces would remind me. Anyway, I can't remember, but I know when each of the babies were born. Actually, they had like the guy with the bell, the town crier, like out in, like outside Windsor or the hospital, like going, hear ye, baby has been born." Like, you know, it's just really cool. You guys are looking at me like I'm some kind of dumbass. This actually happened. I was there. Well, not there. I saw it on TV.
It's only funny because we have to deal with it.
Yes.
Because everybody's watching it, and if this isn't TMZ, Access Hollywood type crap,
that is totally what I talk about on Tuesdays.
Everybody's talking about it. It's on the news agencies. It is everywhere.
Well, you know, the only reason why I wanted to know was because I didn't know if there was like a backstory. Like, I just didn't know. I'm seeing it on Twitter, like, hey, you know, I'm thinking of the royal wedding. I'm going to get a royal a quarter pounder from McDonald's, you know?
Yeah.
That's European.
Oh.
Royal with cheese.
The royal with cheese. I see.
Yes.
Fancy.
I've never been in there, but I've heard it's in a movie.
Oh, cool.
I don't know.
I think what it kind of touches on something we were discussing earlier off the air, where this thing took up the news for like 2 weeks.
It did.
Right? And there's like more important things going on, if I may be so bold.
Yes, like Deadpool 2.
Right.
Or
right.
Something that means something to the, like, the environment is more what I was going for.
That's what we said, Deadpool 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
The environment.
Yeah,
there's a lot of environmental messages in that movie.
Oh, is there? I haven't seen it yet.
There's literally
none. You're not missing much.
There's none.
Oh, okay.
There's no messages.
I like Deadpool 1 better than 2.
You're one of the few people that I've heard say
yes,
that.
Yes, I know.
I never saw the first one.
It's funny. It is funny. But, like...
Does it live up to the hype? Plus?
No. I don't.
I think part of the problem is they hype it so much that you kind of feel let down if it doesn't hit that hype level.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen that.
Ryan Reynolds was all over social media for almost as long as this wedding's been in the news.
There was funny parts. I will say this, and this is factual. It was.
But you won't spoil anything.
No. This was more of a comedy than a movie about like a story. If you're going there to see it as a story, then you're going to be upset like me. Go there, it's
so
just comedy.
So basically, if you want a story, you're like, you know, Brokeback Mountain, you know, because it's an action flick. I mean,
I'm just saying
if you're looking for a storyline, you know, that you look at something like that versus if you're watching a Marvel movie.
There's nothing. And there's always a stupid love story. Can I throw that out there since we're bashing superhero movies?
Are we back to the royal wedding again? Is that what
this happened? Ha ha. No. We're off of that now. Never again.
In a real studio, you cannot do that. I love the studio.
Well, it's a good thing that nobody saw that. So we're going to carry on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we go on a music break, I just want to tell everybody in Kokomo, Indiana, thank you so much for housing the Ace Train Show, for hosting us. I did a really bad video, you know, kind of testing my new phone mount that I got. And you know it's a bad phone video when your wife listens to it for 8 seconds and then turns it off. And
she loves
you. Doesn't she do that all the time with you?
No.
She just turns you off?
Well, if she does, she doesn't do it right in front of me. I saw her do it right in front of me, and I'm like, oh, this is funny. Huh? Okay. So I just want to say thank you to Kokomo, Indiana, or maybe I should say Peru, Indiana, because that restaurant thing was in the thing. In Peru, Indiana. I don't know why I'm using my hands because it's not really helping me find the words. Goose explained to me that Colorado is 2 hours behind.
Yes.
Yeah, it still didn't help. I still screwed up some stuff on the show.
I really don't think it was that bad.
Yeah? Yeah.
I got to say, when you were in Indiana,
yes.
Did you do the pork tenderloin sandwich?
Yes.
Because.
And I did.
I know you got sugar cream. I know. Pie.
And I saved a piece for you, so
oh,
you
no.
knew.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I was
in Indiana for training,
going.
And they, you know, some of the locals were like, have you had the pork tenderloin sandwich? And I was like, look, I don't speak Spanish. So. And big pork tenderloin. It's 10 times the size of the bun.
Yep. Raised dry through and Kokomo.
Velveeta cheese.
Wait, it's like a whole pork tenderloin?
They smash it flat.
Oh, my God.
Smash it flat. It's delicious. It's delicious.
I might have to go next time,
That's
then.
Why everybody in the Midwest dies at 35. However, it was delicious.
Oh my
so
God.
The well, only reason to go to Indiana, and I'm not kidding.
All right, well, we're going to go on a music break, but don't worry, Madcap is still going to be with us because we have lots to talk about for senior pranks. So whatever you do, if you want to laugh, stay with us. If you want to cry, then go listen to another show. You're listening to the Ace Train Show right here on MBR Radio with the Goose. We're going to go on that music. There we go. Let's try this again. We're going to go on a music break. And when we come back, it is Hero Homes. You're listening to the Ace Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN.
The sound.
begun. Everybody is on a run. Tell me now, it's untrue. What did her daddy do? He just a little bitty baby. The man has got the big say. They say the spell that he was under, the lightning and the thunder, knew that someone had to stop a friend. Run away, run away from a brain. Yeah, 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 yeah. Run away from the pain. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Time after time, if you're lost, you can know. My name is Gavin, and I'm in charge of the Brain Injury Alliance of Colorado, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Everybody, we are back. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose.
Hello. It's us.
Right here on Military Brotherhood Radio and IRNBroadcast.com. And today's nonprofit of the week is Hero Homes. Hero Homes, you say? Never heard of them. What do they do? Well,
we're about to find out.
We have Zach Kendall that is on the line with us. Zach, thank you so much for taking time out and talking to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. We appreciate you guys having us on the show. We're honored.
Yeah, no problem. That's what we are here for. So, Zach, let's start this by... tell us a little bit about yourself and if you're the founder of Hero Homes, what motivated you to get this thing started?
Yeah, so I'm not actually one of the founders. I'm very close friends with the founders of Hero Homes. My family has a design firm, Kim Kendall Interiors, and we partnered with Hero Homes right when they actually were founded to do all of the design work and help the veterans to move into their homes and do whatever they might need in terms of interior work or sourcing of, you know, materials or things of that nature, space planning. And we are good friends with a couple of the people in Western Loudoun County, Virginia, where Hero Homes started. And one of the founders is Jason Brownell, who's a builder, and he does all the coordinating and the project management and the general contracting for us for the homes that we build for free. And then we've got another founder, Matt Lowers, who runs the Lowers Risk Group in Purcellville, Virginia. And the Lowers Risk Group and Matt help out a ton in so many different ways in terms of fundraising and coordination and, you know, the back-end accounting, things of that nature. And then another one of the founders is Liz McDonald, who also works for the Lowers Risk Group and just kind of does everything for Hero Homes, coordinates it with a bunch of our events, you know, day of, all sorts of stuff, and makes things happen for us. And the inspiration behind Hero Homes is a guy named Tony Porta. And he served in Iraq and was in a Humvee that ran over an IED in 2007.
Oh,
and
wow. Okay.
Yeah, and so he's undergone over 128 surgeries to repair burn damage and all sorts of other things that took place during the wreck. And when he came back, he was looking for a place to live and stumbled across Loudoun County, and it was very difficult, unrecognizable from the person that he was before. And he started walking through Loudoun County and went into the 7-Eleven, just figured like he wanted a drink. He walks in and one of the residents goes, "Hey, you're Tony Porta." And Tony goes, "What? Like, how do you know who I am?" He's like, "Oh, we've read all about you, man. Welcome. Like, thanks for your service. You should go over there and get a pizza over there at Lovettsville Pizza. We'd love to have you. We'd do anything for you." And so he walks into the pizza place and somebody immediately goes, "Hey, you're Tony Porta." And Tony's going, like, how in the world do these people know me? And he ends up eating at this restaurant, and it is just unbelievable. They took him in, and he goes, "This is where I want to live." And he goes, "I can't believe this. This is an unbelievable place." And so Jason Brownell was a part of building that home for Tony. And through that process, Hero Homes kind of was formed, where Jason goes, "You know, this is a need. We think this is a good area to start. We've got a little bit of, you know, money from some fundraisers," and that's kind of how Hero Homes started. And wow, now we've just broken ground on the third home. We've already built two for two vets, okay, and we just broke ground on the third home. And 99.8% of all of our financial intake goes directly to the recipients. We're 100% volunteer, and every dollar raised goes straight to these homes and to deal with anything that these veterans might need. And we're currently vetting our fourth candidate, and so we're hoping to figure out who our next candidate is, and then we're going to – our groundbreaking actually took place this Saturday on William Sleese's home, who is our third veteran candidate, and he was in the Army, joined the Army in 1990, had a did over 20 years of his military career, and was also in an accident after 8 years and four deployments. His last deployment, he lost three of his best friends and went through a number of different injuries, and so we are helping him out to build his home. We had the groundbreaking on Saturday, and it's a really great lot in Loudoun County, Virginia, with some really old trees on it, and so we just had to rearrange the drainage site and the well to ensure that some of those trees and some of these pre-Civil War walls would stay intact. And but he's super happy, and we've got a bunch of fundraising going on. That's kind of what we've got going on for Hero Homes in terms of the homes. We built two. We broke ground on the third. And it's now been, we're in our third year. The goal originally was to do one home a year,
right.
which we've been doing so far. And one of our founders, Jason Brownell, actually has a number of lots in Percyville, Virginia, which is in Loudoun County as well, where we built the first home, and it was in a court called Stephen Mace Course. Stephen Mace was a good friend of mine who also died in the Middle East, and we have a memorial tournament for him. It'll be now the seventh, I believe, year okay. we've done this memorial tournament, and they donate all their funds back to Hero Homes, and that tournament will be in September, on September 17th at Loudoun Golf and Country Club in Percyville, Virginia, and it'll be the seventh year that we've done that. And so Stephen Mace was a good friend of mine that I went to high school with, and so I've actually got a large group of buddies that all help out in some way, form, shape, or another to either do some fundraising for Hero Homes, help out on the house, donate services. And so my buddy Stephen Mace, Hero Homes decided to name the court where the first home was built after him. And we have a number of other lots that we are currently, that they're available, but we're working on getting the fundraising for. And so that's kind of where the biggest push for Hero Homes is right now, as we've got a number of lots slated that would all be in a similar area or very close to each other to really help with the community and get the veterans as close as we can, so anytime they need something, they've got, you know, somebody to lean on in a similar situation. And so our goal right now is to raise money and continue to do our fundraising efforts to be able to continue our mission and keep building these homes for these guys. And we've got a number of events that we put on, as well as some friends of ours or other charity events that have now started to donate a portion of their funds. And our next event is on July 3rd at Stoneleigh Golf and Country Club. And there's a tournament called the Hero Homes Hootenanny. And then there's a big party and festival afterwards where we're going to have a moon bounce for kids. They're called knocker balls. They're these big, almost like hamster balls that you get in. And
oh, I know
have these different
are.
Games. At the...
They're amazing.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. So the kids come out.
Simmer down, Goose. Simmer down. You got Goose all excited. Now I got to deal with the whole show.
I'm going to show up to this event.
This party's for you. We've got the knocker balls out there. We're going to have a moon bounce. We've got multiple live musicians. We've got a live auction, a silent auction. We're going to have motorcycles and veterans coming in. We're going to have huge American flags. You name it, we're going to have it going on at the Hero Homes Hootenanny, and there'll be the golf tournament in the morning, and usually the kids and the family come out in the afternoon. And we've even got road yachts. They've offered their services to cart people back and forth from Stoneleigh, which is in Round Hill, Virginia, from western Loudoun County, and road yachts is offered to cart people back and forth from the event to their homes, and both to the event and from the event for those that might need it. And so we've got a lot going on. We're super excited. We've raised, this is the third year that we've done the Hootenanny at Stoneleigh. And the first 2 years we raised between about $26,000 to $30,000. And so we're hoping to beat that this year, which would be great for Hero Homes, as all that money goes straight to them and straight to the development and construction of each home.
Very cool. So I want to know more about the homes that you build. So it sounds like either all of the veterans that you build them for or most of them so far have been soldiers that have gotten injured in the line of duty. Is that correct?
Yeah, so that's a part of our mission.
So do you customize the homes?
On wounded vets.
So
yes, ma'am, we do. And that's part of what Jason Brownell, the general contractor, and Kim Kendall Interiors do. They figure out, depending on, I mean, each veteran has different needs, but all of them are wounded in some way, shape, or form. And we do whatever is needed from a design and a space planning standpoint to customize and ensure that, for instance, you know, one of our veterans has trouble going up and downstairs. So we just ensured that he wouldn't have to do that very often.
Right. So now, you said you customize these, and I'm just going to rush through these questions because we're running out of time. So you customize these houses depending on the veteran. Is there a requirement that either they have to have a Purple Heart? Because keep in mind that veterans or soldiers that have traumatic brain injury, some of them, not all of them, have Purple Hearts because after 2009, they really made it a lot harder. They did away with the buddy statements and just a lot of red tape because they were giving out so many. So do they have to have a Purple Heart, or do they have to be missing limbs? What is the requirement for a veteran to receive a home from Hero Homes?
So far, we've really done it on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
The way that it came together was really just, we kind of saw a need and the opportunity presented itself for the first home, and through some of the veteran organizations that we work with and some of the veterans that help our organization, we just kind of serendipitously fell into the first guy. And then on the second go-around, we started to actually vet them. And as far as I know, there's no requirement for a Purple Heart.
Okay.
Our mission statement is just that we want to help wounded veterans fighting that have been injured in the fight against terrorism. That's
okay.
Kind of our main mission. And so from what I've seen and as far as I know, there's no specific requirements in terms of loss of limb or Purple Heart or, you know, in terms of how they rate the injuries. We so far have just been doing it on a case-by-case basis.
And,
it's one of the things that we intend to actually refine as we move forward. And I think they've been doing a great job of doing that. We have a veteran general on our staff that works for Lowers Risk Group that is going to be helping out a ton in terms of that particular process, as most of the volunteers for Hero Homes didn't have enough experience.
Right.
Or they didn't have that knowledge. And so we've been really working to work on that, and we have a great team that's doing that right now to figure out how exactly we're going to pick people as we move forward.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but we got a line of questions and we are running out of time. So these homes that you guys build, are these only in Virginia or are these nationally?
So right now it's just in Virginia, though.
Okay.
depending on fundraising and which builders might want to have a conversation, we're open to all sorts of opportunity.
Okay, so you guys have no objection of doing it national. If somebody from Texas calls you and say, hey, we've got this lot of land, if you want to build a home, then there's no red tape for you guys to build a house in Texas or South Dakota or California or wherever.
I think if somebody were to say, hey, we've got the money for this home and this is where it is, we'd figure something out.
Okay. And last question, and then I'm going to let Goose ask her question. Right now, as it stands, what is your client list looking at? Who is on standby? Around ballpark.
In terms of home recipients?
Yes. Ballpark, like we've got 30 soldiers.
No, I have.
Go ahead.
So, me personally, I don't know that information. I'm not really a part of it from that standpoint. I'm mainly involved in the fundraising aspect. I coordinate the Hero Homes Hootenanny, and then our design firm works with the home stuff. So, we're not really as involved with vetting those guys. What I do know is they're currently vetting the fourth, and I don't even know where they are in that process.
Okay, all right, not a problem. Goose, go ahead, and you're going to be the last question. Okay, I asked your question.
We're just going to go right into what we like to call our time to shine, Zach. So this is the last couple of minutes of the interview where you get to ramble on about something that maybe we didn't ask you about or you really wanted to stress during our interview today. So we're going to play a quick little bumper music here, and then I'll bring you back in, okay?
All right.
Okay.
So give me about 5 seconds. This is your time to shine.
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
All right. Once again, I want to tell you thank you so much for being on the show. I'm sorry if I interrupted you a bunch. Unfortunately, we're allotted only like up to 15 minutes for the segment. So I apologize for that, Zach. But this is your time to shine. So say whatever you want for the next two minutes.
If there's like a website or a Facebook page, this is that time.
Okay, yeah. So the website would be herohomesloudon.org. And I really just want to stress that 99.8% of our financial intake goes directly to the recipients of the homes, the construction of the homes, the purchase of the land. And all of our volunteers are strictly that, volunteers. We do a lot of work, and there's a lot of organization to it. And I think at this point, I'd just like to stress, we've got the Hero Homes Hootenanny coming on July 3rd at Stoney Golf and Country Club. It'll be a great event. And right now, we need volunteers. We need fundraising. I'd love to hear from anybody and answer anybody's questions, as I love what we're doing, and I think it's a great cause. And I think we're going to make a lot of progress in the future. And so I'd love to help and talk with anybody that would be interested in getting involved.
All right. Awesome. Zach, we're going to talk to you on the other side. Hold on just a second. All right. And so, you know, me and Goose.
Hi.
We're over here talking to Madcap. We're getting ready for this next segment. But we're going to let the anticipation grow.
Yeah.
Before we go to the second segment, Goose's Gander, we are going to go on a music break. And remember, if you like the music, let us know. Michael and Sarah Johnson, but if you ask Michael, it was just Sarah Johnson. Let us know how you like it. So until then, it's that time. We're going to go on a music break. And when we come back, the discussion starts with Madcap. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on IRN and MBR.
Songs of yesterday. The motor you're motoring.
All right, this is Buddy Sostan, host of the Great American Podcast with my partner, John Piricello, and I am now on the H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose.
Honk.
Right here on IRN and MBR, and we're just going to get right to it because I'm telling you, we need to do a video of behind the scenes. Mike is over here cracking us up. It is that time. This is a new bumper, everybody. It is Goose's Gander, the discussion bumper. My name's H-Train.
And I'm the Goose. Hi, everyone.
It's a very serious discussion.
I totally lost my train of thought.
But real quick, I wanted to...
What?
I lost my train of thought.
Pick a little chocolate, pick a little chocolate, cheep, 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 chocolate, pick a little more, pick a little chocolate, pick a little chocolate, cheep, 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 cheep.
Now that I think about it, I think we played that last...
We did.
Last Monday.
2 weeks ago.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I don't have TBI. Totally faking it. Okay. So you, the listeners, you guys voted.
A lot.
A lot.
We got lots of votes this week.
A lot of participation.
Was it overwhelming? I didn't see the final result.
I believe we had like 26 votes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody knew that we were, you know, they didn't vote. We were going to be talking about the wedding. And
which we ended up talking about anyway, but
yeah,
oh well.
But not the majority.
Yeah,
the
majority. It wasn't the whole thing.
It wasn't. So, senior
Instead,
pranks.
Yes.
Is it still a thing? In my high school.
Did you guys do something?
Well, we did. My best friend, he's the one that did it. He wasn't really a senior, though, so I don't know if it counted, but...
Well, before you say that, can okay. I just really quick
yeah,
say what was going on? This is why I brought up this discussion topic, because okay. there's a senior class here, I think it was here in Colorado, I can't remember, I'm not going to look it up, it'll take too long, but they did this really awesome senior prank where they took, like, the back half of an old car and then painted the outside of the principal's office like black, like the car had crashed through the wall, and they even put like bricks and stuff all around it to make it look like it had shattered. And like if you were walking up to the building, and they took pictures like going up the sidewalk to the building, it looked just like this car had busted right through the wall into the principal's office, but it had not. Like the wall was completely intact, and you know they had just like painted it and put this car in front of it. But, like, they totally pulled it off because, A, it didn't hurt anybody, and, B, like, you know, they could just clean it right up because
right.
it was just, you know. So my thing is, like, are senior pranks still a thing? And if they are, you know, what makes it a good prank and what doesn't? Because there are pranks out, like, I'll tell you about one that a senior class in my school did that was just a terrible idea, but... You know, like what? Like you were just about to say what yours was. Would you say it was a good one, or did it end up hurting somebody's property or something?
Right. So I think the one that my best friend he did, and I think a good senior prank is one that makes everybody laugh, doesn't destruct anything, and if you can make the faculty laugh, then I think that's a number one prank. But you know, if you're tearing down somebody, or if you're demolishing property or hurting somebody's feelings, then I think that's a poor taste of a prank.
Mm-hmm. So what did your friend do that was a-okay?
So it was funny because you just have to know the choir director, but we're the choir director. He doesn't laugh at all. very serious, and we have a piano that was in the choir room. And there's some stairs up to it, but I still have no idea how we did it. But we moved the piano from the room into the hallway. And we went to Mr. Lehman and told him that somebody had stole the piano. So he goes in there, and the look on his face was spotless. He was like...
Just deer in headlights.
He's like... Because you could tell, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. There's no SOP for this. You know, he's like, oh, shit. And that's exactly what he said. He said, oh, shit. You know, and everybody started laughing because this guy does not laugh whatsoever at all. And my friend Danny, he did it. And I don't know if he got punished. But I do know that he visited the principal's office right afterwards. He wasn't a senior, though. He was like a junior or a sophomore, but he still pulled it off. But the whole school heard about it.
That's not a senior prank, then. Hold on. Gavel. Gavel, gavel, gavel.
Okay.
No, but that was a good one, though.
Yeah, it was.
My choir teacher would have flipped, like, where's my piano? She probably would have just gone into one of the rehearsal rooms and grabbed one out of there. I found one. It's fine. Let's keep going. But anyway, so...
I agree with you.
I don't think my senior class did a prank. I know that we were planning on doing one that entailed... I'll just tell you what we were planning.
Okay.
But I wasn't really on the committee. This is just what I heard. So, if there was even a committee. Do they do committees for senior pranks? Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. You're not in your head.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
That I don't know. Yearbook, I think.
We had
but
one.
Not.
I was going to say, we had one for yearbook and like graduation
and
stuff. But, okay. So, a group of people like apparently planned this but never got around to doing it. So, I'm from Illinois, but our high school mascot was the Bronco. Like, and it was the same symbol that you guys use here in Denver for, you know, the Denver Broncos. So it was kind of cool. And you know that, like, red-eyed Bronco that they have out by the airport?
Right by the DIA.
We literally had, like, a smaller replica of that out in front of our high school.
Okay.
Did not have the red eyes, though, I'm afraid. So, you know, as most of you know, it's like, you know, a bucking Bronco. It's up on its hind legs with its, you know, front feet in the air kind of thing. And that's the same thing that it was like at our high school, out in front of the school, right? So apparently someone had got it into their idea to, and I guess it was one of the, like, wood shop or metal shop people, got it into their head that they were going to weld a penis onto the front of the horse. So that as you drove by the school, you would just look up at this giant...
reptile!
So... That could have been funny.
Yeah, that could have been.
I think it would have destroyed that, you know, statue because, you know, they would have had to actually weld it up. That's probably why they ended up not doing it because it would have actually been destruction of private property kind of thing.
Well, you don't have to weld it anymore. They got JP Weld now.
Oh, and they have Gorilla Tape.
Gorilla Tape, yes.
It comes in handy for things like this. Seniors out there, Gorilla Tape.
They have Velcro.
Right.
So... Yeah, but the class 3 years ahead of me, though, they did something that I would not have wanted to be a part of. So what they did was they, I don't know where they got them, but they went and found three fully grown pigs, like bacon pigs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was they put, like, little numbers, like t-shirts on them with numbers, and they numbered, there were only three pigs, okay? They numbered them 1, 2, and 4 to give the impression that there might be four of them or more, and they just let them free in the high school, and they were just pigs, like, running around, like, eating stuff and, like, all, like, destroying stuff, you
right.
know? So they found the three, and because they were labeled 1, 2, 4, the staff was like, oh, my God, there's another one out there. There could be two more. Like, they had no idea. So, like...
Perfect.
That would be a good perfect. One, then.
Okay, so that was a good one, then? Because I felt like that was a little on the destructive side.
No.
Nobody got sick or anything.
No.
No, that was a good one? Okay. What do you guys think? Hop on Facebook, Twitter. Let us know. Let us know what you think.
Destructive.
Or text line. We have a text line, you guys.
Destructive would be, we had a kid in our senior class that we were in, I forget what class it was, but this teacher, he drank Mountain Dew.
Right.
And this kid thought it would be funny to piss in a bottle, put it in a refrigerator, replace his... I'm sorry, but it was funny. Replace his Mountain Dew bottle with the piss, and then, yeah.
Did he drink it?
He did. He drank it.
Okay, so that
but he
is
didn't
awful.
Swallow.
No, that's still awful. There's disease. There's ammonia in
He didn't inhale.
Yeah, exactly. That's not okay. That's like icky.
But it was so funny.
Oh, man. I wouldn't be able to drink for a week.
That's a little tough.
That's awful.
Yeah.
It's not funny at all. You're a terrible person.
I didn't do it! I did not do it!
We both looked at you. Both of us.
I know!
You told the story, so yeah, it's your
fault. You're getting attitude from her during the break. Now I'm getting attitude from both of you.
We've done it.
Yes.
So you said you had one.
Well, I had a couple. There was one time, I think it's a principal or dean or whatever you like to call them, and they had a car in the parking lot. And right above, he parked the same spot every time.
Oh, okay.
So they had this big light pole that went over the vehicle. And as he parked in his spot, the students had gone out and filled up like this big balloon. And it filled with like this cream white stuff, like paint, and dropped on his car.
Oh, no.
Yes, yes, yes. And
oh, no.
Wait. I'm sorry, that was Scent of a Woman.
Oh.
that was a movie.
Oh.
So that actually did not happen to me. Oh. Or any of the people
I missed
that.
I've seen that movie. I don't remember that part.
That's what causes the whole movie. Oh. It's all scent.
So it's like right in the beginning? That's probably why I haven't.
Right. Remember. So they try to get the students, and he brings them in to...
That's when I'm still getting my snack at the beginning of the movie.
Right.
I probably just missed it.
So... high school, we had our senior prank was that we had put a Fiat, a small car, in our, what we call a hallway for our Vada High School.
Okay.
And so they, you got the double doors and you got the little bar in between. So they took the bar out. Fiats are small cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they rolled it in and then they stripped the bolts so that they couldn't get it out. And it was funny for a while. Until the principal had got, called the police and everybody else, and they were trying to figure out who did it, how they got it in there.
Oh.
So it was funny. It wasn't destructive, but it was just a point to where they couldn't get the vehicle out.
Yeah.
So
it was just a hazard.
So it was fun.
Or
and then,
annoying.
Yeah, so we had that and our rival, Arvada West,
mm-hmm.
We had the drive in front of their school, they had painted it white. So this is talking actual drive, so it's by... 100 feet by about maybe, 40, 50 feet where mm-hmm. you pull up and drop off your kids.
Oh, yeah.
And they put Arvada Redskins in there. That was our mascot, our mascot at the time, which we can no longer have because
even
it's
though
not,
the
it's
NFL not, team is still the Redskins.
Yes. Apparently the NFL team makes millions of dollars.
Oh,
and we,
I see. So money talks.
Yes. I see.
Well, as of right now, unless things have changed, the Redskins, the trademark, I guess, when you have a trademark, you have to renew it like every year, and they didn't renew it, so you can go on the black market and buy a Washington Redskins hat with the logo and stuff, and you can't get in trouble.
Oh. Well, if I was a Redskins fan, that wouldn't matter.
Right.
But who likes them? No one.
I've only known one person. He's not in my life anymore.
Right. And we don't like him either.
Bye.
We're saying,
go Bears!
You could have had this, and you chose to walk away.
Yeah. Should have been a red flag, just being a Redskins fan. But go ahead, carry on. That's the red flag.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
Well, the red flag isn't Chicago Bears.
No,
red,
we're blue and orange, baby. Blue and orange.
I would root any Broncos day for the Bears before I would ever the Redskins, ever. So,
what I've never got is why the Redskins, like why the people wear the hog mask.
The pigskins, the hogs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that yeah, pig sense. Skins. Cause that makes football? Sense.
Which is all made out of leather, out of cow, but carry on.
It used to be made out of
pig. Yes, yes. I don't think ever it was, but they call it a pigskin.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it's always been the hogs.
When it was, yeah, when they first started playing football here in America, it was made of pigskin.
Yes.
You know.
For a long time.
I'm going to bring us back in topic. I, like, totally took us away from topic.
Same, yes, you did.
But, the one senior prank that I wanted to do was I wanted to take a shaving cream. Now, watch. Somebody's going to listen to this and they're going to try it. I always wanted to take a shaving can, put it in the freezer, take it out of the freezer.
Before it explodes.
Yes. Yes. This is the hold my beer talk.
Oh,
but carry on.
Okay.
Well, you put it in the freezer, let it freeze, then cut the ends off, and then put it in somebody's glove compartment.
Oh, no. That sounds awful.
Where would you even think of that? That sounds dangerous on all levels.
Guys, don't do that. It'll explode. Like, literally explode. Literally explode. You know those blue things that they used to put in bank bags when banks would get robbed?
Yeah.
And they would explode. Yeah. That's what that would do, you crazy person.
Oh.
It's nitrogen in a canister. So they, absolutely.
Don't listen to H-Train.
I was lied to in science person. Class.
Well, I'm sure it might work, but the downside of the experiment might be dangerous just to you and everybody around you.
Whoever's in the vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Although, I do have one that won't hurt anybody, and it's funny as hell. I did it to a girlfriend on her birthday.
Do tell.
We Saran wrapped her car. So, like, you take Saran wrap and you put it all the way around the car. So, like, initially it looks like your car, but then you go to unlock it or get into it at all, and you just can't because it's Saran wrapped.
Oh.
So, like, the doors won't open. The trunk won't open.
That'd be like Saran wrap in the toilet.
I think we had the...
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but you don't pee on your car, hopefully.
That...
Well,
sometimes
maybe you guys do.
Sometimes you do.
I don't.
So a buddy of mine had an old, you know, like 70 Dodge Dart.
Yeah.
And you didn't even have to push the clutch in to shift it.
Oh, wow.
So the cheerleaders decided to take cupcakes and stick them to the car, all over the car.
Oh, my goodness.
And it had eaten the paint. So when we washed the car off.
Oh, no.
It was red, and it was a faded red anyways, but it had polka dotted the
car.
Oh,
my god!
Because it ate the paint.
Some toxic frosting.
Bologna does that to cars. Never put bologna. Oh, you're going to laugh at this. So
around what?
Never put bologna on cars, but you're going to laugh at this. So I don't know if I want to say this because my dad's listening. I did this. It wasn't for a senior prank, but...
Hypothetically, he did this.
Yeah. Yeah. Allegedly.
Hypothetically.
Yeah. Allegedly.
So, we lived out in the country, and I hung out with some, well, we'll just say bad apples at one
some
time.
Some less than reputable characters.
Yeah,
You was the leader of the group, carry on.
Yeah, so, me and this guy, we went around, and we did some destruction on my ex-girlfriend's vehicle, and then we thought it would be funny to go around some houses and throw eggs at the house.
Oh, you're one
of
those.
The bad thing is the next morning, I heard a giant scream. My mother yelled, somebody had thrown eggs at the garage door. And I got up. But long story short, I ate my own house. And I didn't realize.
Wow. Sweet Jesus.
Because it was out in the country. I didn't realize that it was my house because we didn't have, like, any, like, dawn, dusk to dawn light things going on.
It was
out in the country.
Which branch of service was the H-train? Which one was he?
Yeah. Army?
Army what?
Bald people?
What was your MOS?
12 Bravo.
12 Bravo.
Yes.
So you couldn't even get down to 11. So.
Wah, wah, wah. Okay. With that being said.
Wow, I'm that bombshell.
Yeah. So it is what it is. Wait until my dad, like, texts me. What the hell?
Call the text line 720-619-0627.
I'm going to text.
Well, hey, everyone, so we're running out of time. What we're going to do is we'll talk more during the two-minute warning, I'm sure, but we are going to go right to the tribute to the troops, and today's tribute to the troops, reading it, and I didn't, well, you know what to read.
Right, right.
You know.
A special tribute today.
Special tribute to do it is Michael. So this is Tribute to the Troops.
Tribute to Troops, sponsored by the Brotherhood of Veterans. Vets helping vets. Helping vets. Helping vets.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Could I make that sacrifice? If I came down to it, could I take the blood? Yes, I would.
All right. In loving memory of Jeffrey Mitchell Kerr, U.S. Navy, Jeffrey Mitchell Kerr was born January 11th. 1984, to Dennis Ralph Kerr and Junia K. Mitchell Kerr in Denver, Colorado. The youngest of seven, this sweet little redhead with bright blue eyes was adored by his older siblings. He was full of clever jokes and had a kind and generous soul. Jeff had a great imagination and always aspired to be a superhero. From an early age, he leapt across furniture in his cape on a quest to save the world. That superhero led him to serve a full-time mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Anchorage, Alaska. He later joined the Navy as a hospital corpsman, serving in dentistry at the Marine Corps Air Station in Okinawa, Japan. Jeff had ambitions to pursue education to further his medical skills. In his downtime, Jeff enjoyed reading, writing screenplays, and was an avid gamer. He is dearly loved and will sorely be missed.
On behalf of the Ace Train Show, MBR, and IRN, we salute you, and we salute your sacrifice. And our thoughts and our prayers go out to your family as well. All right, Michael, thank you once again for doing the tribute to the troops with us. Special guest in the studio. We're going to go on a music break, and when we come back, it is the 2-minute warning. Once again, you're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose.
Stick around.
This is Alicia Chiplick with Courage on All Fronts, and this is the H Train Show.
With 2 minutes.
All right. Well, yeah, Mike, you.
Oh, there you are.
What was you raised in a bar? Mike says, yeah, I'll be right back. I got to go use the restroom. And
Long show.
Long show. Long show. Well, at least you didn't pee in a Mountain Dew bottle.
A lot of stress. A lot of stress.
A lot of stress. So, yeah, my dad already sent me the text about the garage thing. That's going to go over well. Sometimes I don't think before I talk.
Guess who's painting the garage when they get home? Damn.
Right?
That just happened.
Yes, that just happened. Okay, well, this is the time where I have no idea because we don't have the button thing out, so I don't know which one we'll pick. But this is a time where, if you've never heard the show before, we talk about what we learned and we talk about who we're going to, you know, the remote and stuff that we're going to do next week. So, with that being said, we'll just use this air horn here.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning. 2-minute warning. What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
Goose.
Yes.
What did you learn today?
I learned that stand-up comedy is actually very hard, as I've explained. I tried my hand at it many moons ago. It was very hard. So kudos to you, sir, for doing it regularly. Not you. Mad Hat.
Yeah.
Cap.
Mad Cow.
Mad Cow. That's his new nickname, Mad Cow. Yes,
I love it.
Okay. I love it.
So, hit it.
You're breaking my concentration.
Okay, so what did you learn today?
I learned that we're all going to do some stand-up together.
Yes.
We're going to try.
Yes. So we're going to go do that. We're going to do some trivia. One evening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We should do it at the VFW bike night that you're trying to set up.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I think it'd be awesome with Brotherhood of Veterans.
Yeah. We're brainchilding an event here, people. So stay tuned.
Right. Right. And then I mostly learned that you don't dime yourself out while your dad's listening to what you've done.
Yes.
So.
Yes. So, I'm a smart one, Mr. Grinch.
Whoops.
So,
so
I hope you enjoy your son actually. Repainting your garage door.
Okay, and with that being said, you get the horns. Okay, and what I learned today was what the whole commotion about the royal wedding was.
Yeah, it really wasn't that big a deal, was it?
No, not really.
It was just kind of nice to see people in love, I think, if anything.
Love, what is love that I'm feeling? Horn? All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time, yes. Oops, I screwed that one up. Okay, no problem.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
We're going to try the closing one more time.
All right, that's the show for this today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. Remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast is available right after we get off the air today. But don't forget to listen to our reruns on Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on NBR and Sundays on IronBroadcast.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And remember, we are all here for you,
giving our veterans a voice.